Our next story is about something that seems personal and deeply private, and it is, but it's also something that has huge implications for economies and cultures. It's about the decision to have kids. It turns out that people all over the world are choosing to have a lot fewer babies. In many countries, including the U.S., there aren't enough children being born to maintain a stable population. NPR's Brian Mann and Sarah McCammon have been looking into why this dramatic change is happening.
When we first started looking at the data showing this massive drop in the number of babies being born around the world, Brian and I were both a bit confused.
Yeah, remember, the big fear back in the 1960s and 70s was people having too many kids.
No intelligent, patriotic American family ought to have more than two children, preferably one.
That's Paul Ehrlich, a famous scientist. He warned of a population bomb during that 1970 interview on WOI-TV. He called for a government campaign to convince Americans big families are dangerous.
You get a scene which shows Los Angeles in the smog, and it just says this city has a fatal disease. It's called overpopulation.
But now, all these decades later, things have changed so dramatically. It is baffling and alarming many of the experts who study this.
We're actually really facing the question of depopulation.
Melissa Carney is an economist. She studies population trends at the University of Notre Dame.
All over the world, especially in high-income countries, the birth rate has very quickly plummeted in a sustained way.
If you're listening to this story in a traffic jam or on a crowded subway, you know, fewer people might actually sound like a really good thing.
But people studying this trend say it's accelerating, and they think all kinds of things could start to unravel as populations rapidly age and shrink. In many countries, it's already harder to find young workers. Innovation and demand for goods could stagnate. Pension and social security programs could buckle.
Now, the truth is, economists don't know for sure how all of this will play out. The world has never seen the kind of population decline that many researchers say is now inevitable. But Carney thinks it'll be huge.
This demographic issue is poised to potentially remake so much of our society in a way that people just don't seem to be thinking about.
Women around the world and here in the U.S. are having roughly half as many children on average compared to women in the 1960s. That's according to data from the United Nations and the Federal Reserve. And here again, researchers aren't sure why.
Some experts think maybe it's a question of affordability, the rising cost of raising children. Others point to things like social isolation, fears about the planet's future.
But one leading theory is that this is really happening because of something most of us would consider positive. Lots of young people, especially women, just have more freedom and economic independence. And they're making very different decisions about their lives.
Hello, I'm Ben.
I'm Sarah.
Sarah and Ben Brewington live in Los Angeles. They're both 35 years old.
Been together since high school?
Mm-hmm. We started dating senior year.
After getting married, they moved to LA and they kind of did everything you'd expect from a young couple. They built good careers. They bought a cute house with a garden.
This year is probably our best year of tomatoes. Normally, we don't get enough to try to make.
And Sarah told us for years they assumed their next step would be kids. It just seemed like the normal thing to do.
And then I started thinking, what do I want?
So they held off for a year, then another year, and they were surprised by the gradual discovery that children were just not part of the plan anymore.
It's a resounding no. Like, it's, you know, it's not something that I'm interested in or want.
I don't feel guilty about it at all now to say, like, I don't want kids.
And here's the thing. Researchers say what Ben and Sarah are doing, having fewer babies or opting out of parenting altogether, this is becoming more and more common.
What's interesting about the United States is we're sort of a latecomer to this game.
That's Philip Levine. He studies population trends at Wellesley College. We called him to help us think through the scale of this change and what it means.
In the rest of the developed world, in high-income countries, the birth rate's been falling for decades.
And Levine gave us a really simple way to think about all this. He uses a number that researchers call the total fertility rate.
Total fertility, that is a technical term, of course, but it's used by scientists to predict something important: the number of babies each woman will have over her lifetime. And for a population to remain stable, so we're talking just flat, no growth, no decline, every woman would need to have an average of 2.1 kids.
So you need to replace yourself, you need to replace a partner, and you need a little extra for mortality.
But here in the U.S., the total fertility rate has been dipping below that 2.1 line for decades. And after 2007, the number of births per woman began plunging. In 2023 and 2024, the U.S. hit record lows of 1.6. Levine says the U.S. is actually doing better than most developed countries.
We're at 1.6, which we're worried about at 1.6. South Korea is at 0.7. There's just, relatively speaking, no children being born in South Korea.
And South Korea's not alone. A United Nations study published last month found more than 1 in 10 countries now have what researchers think of as hyper-low fertility.
Again, there's a debate about why this is happening. But Levine agrees the biggest single factor may just be growing freedom.
You know, you have more choices in life today than you used to. And there's a whole host of options that doesn't involve having children.
Which brings us back to Ben and Sarah Brewington, the couple in LA. They told us they're aware that personal choices like theirs about kids and parenting could reshape the world.
I know that there definitely is, like, there is going to come a time where, like, everyone's retiring and there's not going to be a workforce.
But here's the challenge. Younger adults we've been talking to, including Sarah Brewington, say convincing them to have more children won't be easy.
It feels unethical to tell people to go through a grueling process because you want to have another baby in the world.
But governments around the world are searching for ways to boost the number of babies being born. It's happening in progressive countries like France and Sweden. It's happening in authoritarian places like China and Russia. And it's happening here in the U.S.
Later on All Things Considered, we'll look at the politics and the right-wing populism that's shaping America's debate over fertility, population, and family. I'm Sarah McCammon.
And I'm Brian Mann, NPR News.
NPR's Liz Baker contributed to this reporting from Los Angeles.